In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
So them white folks done messed around and let Debo out the pigeon coop, huh? Young Pharaoh home now, huh? We can talk about it on the flip side.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, cause a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets. And my heart together, financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
That's a fact, though. Yo, real quick, I want to touch bases. I ain't going to hold y'all up too long. But word on the wire is Pharaoh was home. That boy done touched down after a couple hours of lockup. I don't know what's going on, but I'm definitely here to see the rest of this scandal play out. You dig? Hopefully, everybody will stay on his neck. Hopefully, those that's feeling some type of way about the scams he been doing, I hope you stay on his neck. For those that feel totally disrespected because you was a loyal supporter, and now you feel like you have been bamboozled, hoodwinked, a wool was pulled over your eyes, you've been sold dreams, keep your foot on his neck. Because he home. That don't mean the bullshit is gonna stop. That only mean it just started. It's all that means. It just started. It was only a couple of hours for him to get out. It wasn't much. But what we do know is Golden did not press charges for him discharging a firearm into her home. She ain't press charges about that. We ain't going for that. We know you didn't. That man went to jail for misdemeanor, terroristic threats. We ain't trying to hear that. So, Y'all ain't tell me I had something crazy all on my lip like that. Like, y'all out of pocket. I had something sitting on my lip all chapped and shit. Y'all see it. Y'all see it. Y'all saw it. Y'all ain't do. All right, copy. 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 Same motherfuckers that saw it. Same motherfuckers that gonna be talking shit in the comments. Nasty ass nigga. What was that white shit on your mouth? Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I ain't playing with y'all. Stop playing with me. But on a serious note, where do Young Favreau go from here? Who is he going to have in his daily life now? Because being out on bail comes with restrictions. You can't move around as easily. He definitely would be a fool if he's state hopping on and off planes on YouTube. That would be stupid. Him continuing to threaten his baby mothers on YouTube, ex-employees on YouTube, that'd be stupid. What is he gonna do? You on YouTube threatening to shoot your baby mama house up, and then you went and did it. What are you gonna do? He must gonna pull up at schools and shit and talk to kids. What you gonna tell him? What you gonna tell him? It's okay to shoot your baby mother crib up. Just don't say you're going to do it on YouTube. Like, what are you going to tell them? Because you home now. I want to see what's your next move. How can you correct your errors of the past? How can you redeem yourself? How can you show the people that have been supporting you all these years they should continue fucking with you? Because you a stand-up nigga. Because you made things right. Or is you going to continue to cover your past crimes up with everybody around you, an accomplice, in the cover-up? Are you going to continue to put your baby mother freedom at risk? Hell, your own children freedom at risk. Because if your baby mama go to jail because you and her is scamming, them kids might end up in the system. That ain't nothing but baby prison. Favreau, you got to get it together, bro. Bro, you got to get it together, bro. Like, ain't nobody trying to watch you completely self-destruct until you're dead live on YouTube, bro. You got to have some type of, like, I don't know, bro. Like some type of, like some type of smarts, bro. Like, I mean, some type of common sense. You have to have some, cause some of the shit you do, bro, in front of a camera, makes no sense at all. Like, no matter how hard I try to wrap my finger around it, and to be honest, I don't have much faith in you coming home, making things right with your supporters. I have no faith in you at all in doing that. I don't even expect you to do it. I expect you to come back home on your same clown shit, not addressing the allegations. Like, not addressing the fake YouTube lawsuit. I would expect you to come home and don't mention none of that. But you and Golden gonna be going back and forth making videos, antagonizing one another, pointing the finger at one another, creating narratives and storylines. That's bullshit. To cover up the real shit. And a real nigga like me ain't got time for it. So anytime I see some fuck shit, I'm gonna have something to say about it from this point on. And that's a stone cold fact. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.